then I would just stop and play and stop and play and make sure my notes jarred to a foot.
My dog thinks he's going to get shocked when he heard the noise. You didn't even know there was a dog in here, did you?
I did not. I didn't look down.
Are you having short hair?
Sure, short hair, yeah. Okay, you have an agenda that was sent around. Do you have any additions or modifications to make to the agenda? I have a motion to approve the agenda.
I move that we approve the agenda.
Terry Fiske moves. Have a second?
Yep. I can't second my own, can I?
We have a second?
Second.
Rudy Erdman, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Public questions? There are no public comments. There's no public here, unfortunately. President's report. Just in a general overview, I mentioned earlier, I think that the board's getting along. It's a great board. We're having all our business being conducted. I think we're a little behind in the donations, and I'm planning to send an email out to request donations, remind people about donations, and request assistance in some of the functions and things that we do. I know that John has an agenda for the Walker Day, but he doesn't have a lot of people signed up to help him do that yet. They will. They come forward. They always come forward. People always come forward. But I think we need to expand our reach out for assistance. Get people involved in these functions to kind of groom them, how things operate here, and so that when we do ask for members on the board, they see that it's not such an onerous thing that you can come and participate here on a part-time basis, and it really doesn't require all that much because the business we're running along pretty well, I think. Unless there's something hidden here that was going to jump up and bite us. But we've had a couple of communications from things that only happen periodically this year. This Forest Service agreement that came up last month, I think, I don't know how often we sign that, but it's something that we had to deal with, get the insurance right, make sure that the insurance is what they expected to have us do. And when you have a senior board, an experienced board, then those things are running along pretty smoothly. Secretary's report. I'll have other comments as we go through the meeting, I'm sure.
Minutes are distributed. Chris updated the January minutes, the WAVE files, and the financials, and no other issues this month.
Okay. I have a motion to...
I move that we accept the Secretary's report.
And dispense with the reading of the minutes.
And dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Terry Fiske moves.
Second.
And Rudy Erdman seconds. Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor of dispensing with the reading and approving the minutes? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Treasurer's report.
On the balance sheet, the assets, the total assets are $283,648. I look back to last January for comparison, and last January was $283,486, so we're within $200 of where we were back a year ago. Obviously, a very, very strong balance sheet. For the month of January, our total income was $1,135, about $5,400 shy of what we had budgeted, as Bill indicated a few minutes ago. On the positive side, the expenses were below budget. We had total expenses of $3,564 versus a budget of $5,170. So all in all, it was not a very, very good month, but not a disaster. I look back year to date through the first 8 months to see how we stood. And the total income through 8 months is $58,400 versus a budget of $66,800. So we're about $8,000 short of what we had budgeted. But on the expense side, we are running $75,000 in total expenses versus $73,000 budgeted. So we're $7,400 to the good there. So the net effect of all that is that we're running about $1,000 below budget, unfavorable to budget year to date. The two major items in looking at the first 8 months that have affected that, the chip and haul, where we went about $5,000 in expense back earlier in the year, and our total payroll expenses, we had budgeted $6,500 year to date, and with the board approval, we extended some payroll expenses, and we're running about $13,000. So that's about a $6,500 unfavorable variance there. So those were the two big ticket items for the first 8 months that had put us a little bit behind budget, but I don't see anything on the horizon that indicates that we're not going to make that up and be on budget by the end of the year.
Okay, so the chip and haul of $5,000, it was an expense, and an increase of payroll of about $6,500.
That is correct, yes.
And we're still only down how much? 8,000?
We're down year to date. We're down $1,000 from our budget.
Okay, but that includes income and
everything, and
expense.
That's correct.
So we're down $1,000, and but you've had a increase of $13,000.
Right. So we've really done
unexpected expenses.
We've done a pretty good job of managing all of the other expenses, and
right.
I, you know, obviously, give this guy a pat on the back because he's responsible for the biggest chunk of it.
Yeah, and we never know from year to year what's going to happen during the fire season.
That's where a lot of the
We do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What was the expense, or what are the expenses to maintain the vehicles, and how is that figured into this? Do we still have a hit coming up?
Well, Roger has indicated that we still have some vehicles that are scheduled out for maintenance.
And what could be that money a year?
Let me tell you where we are year to date, because we're still okay. I looked at that. Okay. Account number 5262 is maintenance and repair vehicles, and year to date, 8 months, we've spent $11,000 and we had budgeted $14,400. So year to date, we're still $3,200 to the good on that account. So I know that Roger has some maintenance expense that's going to be incurred in the next few months.
Hopefully.
And obviously, we have other dollars budgeted in the foreseeable future, so we're not in jeopardy.
Okay, I'm just thinking because the cost of the vehicles could be a big...
Right.
You know, you don't know. You get on the rack and say, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just what I was thinking. If we're only 1,000, if something with the vehicles come up, it could be an issue. Okay.
Yeah, and we're talking about the budget for the, you know, comparison to the current month. Each year they add expenses on it.
Because you add a bucket in there,
yeah,
it gives a little more expense.
Put more money in the bucket, that's part of the bucket. Just
exactly.
Right. What are the yearly expenses for that category, just in general, the 52, 60?
The maintenance and repair?
Is it 20,000 for the year?
It's... I don't know about that.
Oh, okay, just curious.
Well, it's close to 20.
20? Okay, that's
good.
Yeah,
14 is two-thirds of the year.
Yeah, okay, so about 20. Okay. Okay, good. All right, thank you.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
And that a lot of the unexpected payroll was due, we extended the severity control.
Right.
Okay.
Well, with the summer,
sudden,
sure, the weekend.
It was as dry as could be. And it was, I'm the one that requested it.
Oh, I remember.
It was just, it was nasty up there.
Sure.
So, and that's what it was, what that was from.
Money well spent.
Yes, I think so.
Yes. Okay. All right, any other questions about the treasurer's report? We do have, we probably should discuss, you want to approve the physical report, but I think there's more information we need to talk about in terms of the credit card charges.
Yes. There is a clearinghouse called, I think it's called Payment Tech, and our accountant Adam brought up the fact that we're really paying an awful lot to use that service. And the customer base, the residents here, when they make donations or contributions, they're not using that clearinghouse. We do have other options, as we have discussed. PayPal is number one most common used method for making donations and contributions. Check is probably number two, and then we do have the Square option that we can use. So my suggestion, and it's open for comments and questions, is that we go ahead and notify Adam to drop payment tech as soon as he clears whatever might be there in that account for us, and that we stop using them. And then maybe Ed could just ensure that Chris on the website indicates that we have three commonly used methods, PayPal, check, and I don't know if you want to indicate Square on there too. What do you think, Bill?
I think that we still take credit cards through Square. We just have to run it through the credit card and through the phone, through the app. You know, so we can still take credit cards.
Well, Adam could do that through the app, right?
Well, if we give Adam the access to the Square, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
That we'll work that out with him, I suppose. But, okay, so you as the treasurer are making the motion that we, the board approve the dropping this expense of whatever that.
Yes. Make a motion that we terminate.
Cancel, yeah.
That we terminate our association with Payment Tech as a clearinghouse for credit card donations and contributions, and that we only use PayPal checks.
Rather make that part of the motion, we just terminate our okay. contract or our agreement with Payment Tech as a clearinghouse for credit card
for
credit card payments.
Yeah, we'll pack that up.
Okay, you have that.
I have it.
Ed,
yep.
Okay. So Ed makes the
motion.
No, Ed doesn't make the motion. Steve makes the motion. We need a second.
Second.
Great, just a few seconds. Any discussion about this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So now we need a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I move to accept the treasurer's report.
Okay.
I will second that.
Okay. Any discussion? Any more discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Still pretty healthy. Fire chief's report. Sometimes I have a tendency to forget about you, Roger. I don't know why.
So, kind of a lot here. Calls, there were three calls. Down power line in the storm. A medical call that was injury related during the storm. And a fire alarm. Training, we had engine operations. The January 21st training was canceled due to the storm. That was probably, I can't remember the last time we had to cancel a training for anything. But anywho, that was a storm. I did a fair bit of, I guess I'm going to use the word networking, with Station 75 at the gym. I see them there every day, and they're going to come and cross-train with us on April 1st. The idea will be, long story short, we can't touch their engine, but they're going to show us how they pump water out of their engine. We're going to show them our engine, how we pump water. Ours is complicated. And then we'll drill on, feeding their engine with a tender. Probably do that at south shore of the Lynx Lake so that they're not too far out of their response area. So that's pretty cool. And then this just happened yesterday. Someone else from 75 is in charge of physical training. And she and one other firefighter are totally revamping the PT program for the department. And they're going to share that with us and come, I'm not sure what the best word is, share it with us, present it, whatever, at a training, release, give a 15-minute. the idea being that, you know, hearing the same message from me over and over, you know, probably loses its effectiveness. That's going on. The April 1st thing with the engine, that's locked down. The thing with the PT is, at this point, it's just a willingness to help, and something that evolves into something that we can lock down. Personnel, CO meter update, we bought one. It's easy to use. It's placed in Patrol 85. Assistant Chief Keegan tuned up the thermal imaging camera that was donated from Sun City. It's functional. We trained on it. That's pretty cool. The challenge coins were a big hit. We gave one to each firefighter. Additional coins are sold at our cost, which was $6.50 per coin. Communications. Lieutenant Perlack, new head of dispatch center, plans to visit our station February 10th. He came yesterday, was here for about half an hour. Kind of just wanted to understand the nature of how our department works, our relationship with Groom Creek, wanted to see the apparatus. So it was productive. It was really just a meet and greet, how you doing type of thing. But so that went well.
And he's on a Prescott?
Yeah, he is an employee of the Prescott Police Department. He's a lieutenant. And his full name is Kevin Perlack, if you need that for the minutes. Been with Prescott for 22 years. So this is like a promotion to running the dispatch center. Facilities, I have no report. Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association, so I'm no longer the president, which I'm thrilled about. I offered to do the billing, collect dues payments, and let the station serve as the address for the organization. So up to that point, that was the original, part of the original report I sent out. The new leadership of the group asked me to formalize that outlined role as an elected position of treasurer, which is a whole lot simpler than Steve's job as treasurer. We have no budget. It's just collecting dues and, you know, emailing the bank statement to the group. But the important thing is that it keeps Walker Fire at the table, which I think is important. Fleet still had, you know, the storm kind of made it difficult to, you know, want to get trucks out of here and get them into maintenance. I'll make that call and hopefully we can, you know, get this wrapped up. It's a little frustrating. Miscellaneous. DFF, a.k.a. the old state forestry, agreement status. John never checked with the insurance, or at least he never told me he did. I'm just going to take care of it. I guess maybe if I need direction from you all, it would be if we're not up to snuff with what they stipulate for insurance requirements, you know, what do I do with that? Do I tell Wyatt to up it? Do I come around, circle back through you? You know, whatever you tell me is fine, but we need to get the agreement with State Forestry done. The guy, you know, they never do this, but he actually emailed me to the forester and said, you know, where's your agreement?
Do you have the current accord? Excuse me for interrupting. Do you have the current accord? So did they say anything about that at all, or did you not forward their current insurance accord to them? Because I'm not sure. Because it's the minimum record what we have as far as coverages.
Well, so that's if I understand the question, and I may not, that we need to communicate with Wyatt from BFIS. Does what we have work? John said he would do that. It didn't happen. So I'm just going to do it.
Sure.
You know, just a screen grab and email it to Wyatt. But I'm not sure how you want to handle if something needs to be bumped up procedurally, what the right thing to do is.
Okay.
And we can discuss that after the report.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
One other item. I was asked to create the Incident Action Plan, IAP, for the annual basin ops drill. I've done this for the last couple of years, but with the changes that have occurred, there was no expectation that I would be part of the process. While there is work involved here, it keeps a similar theme, keeps Walker Fire at the table and actively engaged, which I view as critical for the success of our department.
Okay. I have a couple of questions, but we'll go backwards, last to first.
Okay.
The forestry agreement has to be done regardless. So I think that I don't believe there will be any increase in expense. It's just a matter of getting the certificate of insurance, and if it does need to be, if there is going to be an increase in costs, if there's something about what they're asking for is beyond what we're already covered for, which I think is not very likely, then you let us know, and we will do a round table. But I think the sense of the board is that, like last month, we told, I think we approved the fact that we were going to make this agreement. So whatever it takes to get this done. John called me early in the middle of the week. I was out of, out camping. I didn't have email. I mean, it was just, and then I got this letter message that said they sent this, there's something in the EFO about our insurance, because I forwarded the stuff on to Jody, and then I was gone, and then John called me and said he had forgotten to do it. So do it. I mean, that's fine, unless anybody objects to that or somebody wants to step up and do it. But I think you're the point that you need to get it done. Get it to them. You've got to have that agreement. I mean, it just makes sense. Otherwise, we're not doing what we're supposed to do. So I think it'll be simple. It's unfortunate that it didn't get done.
I can't imagine we're not up to snuff. I don't want to... expose us.
And I think you're authorized to sign the agreement. I think that's what we said last week. Last month is you're authorized. Okay. You mentioned this Lieutenant Perrick that came. He's a policeman. He's not a fireman, of course, but when he sees the station, did you have any discussion with him at all about the station? We're as well-equipped as anybody, especially these small outlying agencies. Did you get a sense of anything about what he thought, who we were, and what we were out here before he came, and what he thought about when he left?
He knew nothing about us before coming. And I kind of feel like, and this is my sense of the conversation, that he actually, I told him up front, we're all volunteer, all of that stuff. Kind of feel like he forgot that we were all volunteer nonprofit by the end of the, which is a good thing, by the end of the visit. He just wanted to see the apparatus. He thought it would be a good idea that putting 7 new hires through the training process, he thought it would be a good idea to have the new hires come out and take a look, the people who would do that all know how to reach me, and so that door is open to them. But I wouldn't say there was any real feedback in terms of the station or the equipment.
Well, I think it's great, because if you compare what we have here with a lot of even Groom Creek, I mean, they're even, two buildings, and certainly Cherry, and I probably should ask you about Cherry, too, after this is over with. But, it's good for them to come here and see that we're equipped and are able to answer the calls,
mm-hmm.
right, with equipment that's going to meet muster with even the big departments, right? There isn't anything in there that couldn't be used by a bigger department if they wanted to. They wouldn't want to because it's older. But it's good equipment. The other thing is this relationship with Prescott and them coming to help you with things. They've been here before, I think, in years past, but it has been a while, I think, since you've had any contact. Has it been kind of continuing?
At least once in the time that I've been chief, possibly twice, but at least once.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sure.
It's... similar to having the Forest Service come. There's some turnover, and it's good to have some of their group, see what we have and understand it.
Okay. And we did this for a while with Mayor on a pretty consistent basis, and then that kind of drifted away. And this, I think it's great. I think it's all part of this relationship that you have as the Chiefs Association and being part of their community,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily just, tennis shoes and flip-flops,
And just pitchforks and...
yeah, which is what we used to do.
Yeah.
Right. So, we don't do that anymore.
I do have a question. Does this lieutenant go to other fire districts also?
By the time he's done, he just started, go to all of all of the PRCC partners.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
Which would be Groom Creek and Williamson Valley and Chino Valley and all those kinds of places. But you and
all the fire departments, and there's Prescott PD, Prescott Valley PD, the college, and the tribal police, and several fire departments.
Yeah. Do they dispatch in the Verde Valley, too?
PRCC, no.
All right. And then, well, as long as I'm still got the floor, Chino, you said a couple months ago maybe there was some things happening in Chino. Cherry. Do you still have a relationship with them and talk to them?
Yeah.
Have things settled down there?
No, they haven't settled down. The way it sounded was this is probably a can that's being kicked down the road to their annual meeting, which is in April.
Okay.
Things have not improved, at all. There's a lot of moving parts. I don't want to take up a whole bunch of time, but there is still a mess.
Okay.
With factions, using that word, that are bitterly divided.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really affect us all that much, except that, we do have a relationship with them. And it's like that small department up near Williams that faded away, actually.
Yeah, Jennifer.
Okay. And then Larry has some sort of relationship with Will Hoyt. Have you had any discussions with him about Will Hoyt at all? No, obviously not. Okay, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No, he's been going over there. He'd said he'd been going over there a little bit. That's another. But they have the highway that they deal with. With ambulance and stuff. It's another small department. Have you ever had any contact with Will Hoyt at all much?
No, they've never, quote unquote, part of the Chiefs Association, but they've never participated. The chief there, I forget his name, it might be Buddy something or other. He has a full time job, and, I don't know that it's there. They're not engaged in anything.
Okay. All right, we've been through that ourselves, so.
The name of that department is Southern Yavapai.
Oh, okay.
It's not Will Hoyt Fire, it's Southern Yavapai.
Okay. Well, sorry, does anybody else have any questions for Roy?
Yeah, I got a couple. Real quick. Chuck, where was that down power line?
It was right as you get on Sheldon.
Yeah.
I know their name. Soto.
Okay. Got it. APS just came out fixed it.
Short answer, yes.
How long did it take?
Well, really no time at all for them to get on the scene. I don't know how long the fix was, we got to the scene almost simultaneously, it was the middle of that Friday deluge, but I don't know how long they were there fixing it. They released us not then.
Okay. So, and then the fire alarms. We got a fire alarm call. Mm-hmm. How did that work? Did somebody alarm in their house or their cabin?
Yeah, I mean,
it off and somebody called again?
No, the old alarm company. There's an alarm company.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We're dispatched out. The house was very close to where two of our firefighters live.
Yeah.
And, they literally just walked over and knocked on the door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the last question. This thermal imaging camera, how does that work? Real briefly. Seeing hot bodies from helicopters or just... What would we use it for?
It's in that vein.
Yeah.
You show up on scene for a, report of a structure fire.
Yeah.
Nothing visible, or it's not clear. So the camera, will go through material and allow you to, have a better chance of understanding where to go. I mean, part of our whole training process for, as opposed to if you know anything like about TV shows, the house is on fire, we're going through the front door.
Right.
So that is, old-time thinking, despite it still existing. You do a lap around the house looking for the hot spot, and you fight the fire directly from the hot spot. Faster, safer, and a few other adjectives.
So would it detect a person in there, or just a hot spot? Is that what it does, the thermal?
It can detect a person. I don't know that... I think you might need to be in the house for that because of the heat. Obviously, if a person is less than a fire. That I'm not sure. There's also a wildland application. Potentially, if there's an issue with the root system. Root system can be smoldering for days. And then, we think fire's out, roots are smoldering for days, and it flares up, 50 feet away.
Okay.
The one thermal imaging camera that I'm familiar with, is it picks up whichever is hottest.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you've got a fire in the house, you're going to get a bright red, bright yellow image, and if there's a person who's down, that's going to show up as blue because the fire is hotter than the body heat of the person that's in there. It gives you an indication of where that person is at. We used to use that at the gas company. If we didn't, something like that, where we had just a massive amount of gas inside the structure, and before we entered, we'd take the thermal, and we determine, is there somebody in there? Are they up? Are they down? Because you don't want to ring a doorbell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Ours is not that
sophisticated.
Yeah, it's more binary. Hot,
okay.
Cold.
Well, something Rudy said prompted something, and I forgot it right away. You know, that's what the year 1942 does. All right,
yeah,
so do I have a motion to accept the fire chief report? Or is there more discussion about the fire chief report? Have a motion to accept the fire chief report?
I move that we accept the fire chief's report.
Larry moves. Rudy seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Committee reports. Snow removal, that's what it was. Okay. We finally worked around with Don Lay has been busy, you know, removing snow. What's happening here at the firehouse in terms of, do you know who's been removing the snow?
No.
I don't know if it's the county. I still don't know if it's the county or if it's Don.
I don't know that the county came a second time after. They dumped all the cinders on the mud.
Okay.
Because I asked Don, because he plowed my place out,
uh-huh.
And I said, "You're going to go down and do the firehouse?" He goes, "Yeah." So.
I think Hawk did it.
Huh?
Hawk did it.
Okay.
Dan did.
No. Well, yeah. I forget what's going on. He went down before Don got here one day, and
maybe Don didn't do it because he already saw it done. But he said he was going down to check it. So.
Okay. So. Yeah, if you can you work that out with Dan Houck somehow and Don Lay about who's going to plow?
Sure.
Okay. So if you may not get enough of a storm this year, but and Dan is always and there's the guy from town. I called you about parking his trailer down here. He would plow it too. He said whatever that earthworks place is that somebody recommended Dan Dockerty. I think we recommended him. So there are options. He's going to come. This dirt mover from town will come out, and we'll plow the same way. Okay. Committees. The other committee is we have to have a nominating committee, which I said I would be on because John is the vice president who would normally be it. I'm not sure what the bylaws say about having five people on this nominating committee. If that's the case, then the rest of you are on the nominating committee, too. And with your permission, I'll just do what I think I need to do about sending notices out, unless you want to go recruit.
No, knock yourself out.
So, all right. Well, I will advertise and ask for. I am shooting for... not so much, well, the beginning of March, you know, to start getting things together, get pictures like this that you have, and others. If you have pictures from your days back, what year did you move in here?
71.
And when were you involved in the fire department? Well, you were a young man in 82. So do you have pictures and maybe old plaques and things that you might find?
No.
We have a couple.
No.
We have a couple.
Oh, not the era for plaques in the morning.
Yeah.
You saw the truck I showed you.
Yeah,
there.
I know.
It's right.
Yeah, over here, yeah. So, like because they were rotating chiefs and things, but I don't know. You have chiefs here someplace. You have a list of chiefs someplace that you know of, Roger?
Well, there's that kind of picture tribute that was never updated for Bob.
Yeah.
That is all I know of.
Okay, well, that's fine. I need to spend some time doing that, and after talking to Koenig and the other people, I'm going to get hold of Sumner. Sumner has had surgery, and I hope he's doing all right. I haven't heard.
John did?
John Sumner, yeah. So he's recovering, so I'll talk to him. And
I can provide an update when the recording comes.
Yeah, yeah. So old business, elections, I already started into that crap. The spring newsletter, God, I did it both. So, you have any questions about the elections or the spring newsletter?
No, old business.
Old business, okay. You going to add an agenda item?
Yeah. You kind of got off the radar. I'm not sure where, but I'm still not clear on if this
camera here is working, or if we should just
get it
off the wire, or scrap it, or fix it, or do something. That's just more of curiosity. It's not life and death, but, you know,
okay.
It's working great. Not.
There's a camera?
Yeah.
There,
right there?
No, not Roger.
Right there. Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing.
Well, do you think it's okay? Do we think it's worth having a camera on the property?
I don't. And the reason is, I don't think that. What would we have it for? Security? Who dumps there's another load of stuff out there?
Not so much for the garbage, but that was put in. That was during the faction years that was put in. What do you think, Roger? Is it important to have a camera here to see what goes on here?
To see what goes on, no. Signage that says there are cameras and a thing that looks like a camera not connected to anything, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's what we agreed to a year or two ago when we had this discussion.
Do we have signage out?
Put signage and
I think we should get a sign under video surveillance. You can buy them at,
eight. One on each dumpster.
Yeah.
Well, I keep threatening to do that with the game camera.
Go take a look. Must have been after I made.
Is there a load of stuff out there?
Oh, after the last dumpster, doors and.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway.
There was. I
keep threatening to do that. I'll put a trail camera up. I mean, that's about the only thing I can do.
So. Part of that was either resolve it. Or just eliminate it.
I like the idea of putting some signs. I mean, honest to goodness, I mean, we just put some video surveillance signs up.
Yeah, well.
We even put a sign on a building.
Until the guy who's doing all the dumping back there realizes it's a sign with no teeth in it.
Yeah. I'll get it. Okay.
Bring that up.
Blah, 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 blah.
That linger bug me.
Yeah.
I bought from my house.
I just hate to be drawn into policing garbage.
I bought.
But people continue to be.
Inside my house.
I don't know what that one
is. It's Netgear.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I bought an Arlo for inside my house, and there's Ring doorbell. So every time I leave the house, activate the cameras, set the alarm, activate the Ring. And
we have the Ring doorbell.
And I come back and I get text. I'm out. Someone's at your door. I hit the button. It was the UPS guy. I mean, it actually freaking worked. And I said, just leave it at the door. And he said, okay, and walked away. I was like, my wife would go, what the hell? We were at Costco.
Yeah.
You know, this shit actually works. This stuff actually works.
Yeah. Learn more about the UPS guy going to your house.
Yeah. That's right. No, the Ring is. We got a picture of 13 deer walking across.
Yeah. Anyway,
we have a couple of them. We're going to get more for ourselves anyway. But you have to have Wi-Fi, and this Wi-Fi, I don't think is.
I have Walker Wi-Fi and it works.
Yeah. Well, where did you ask about the Wi-Fi last month? And I don't. We got sidetracked with other things that happened, and we never did. Your question was.
It was a general question, not personal. It was. The experience with Walker Wi-Fi.
Right.
I understand that we have it here.
We do have it here.
And he's got 182 customers, Nick does, and I think I'm the only one that ever had a whole lot of problems. Anyway, it got resolved, so it's...
There are issues with the Wi-Fi. This Wi-Fi here has never been strong enough. Maybe I should talk to Nick and say, hey, look, because we'd like to run the credit cards. And with Square, and it just won't do it. It takes too long to get logged on. It did for a while. So, but it's good enough for your purposes, I think, Roger, isn't what you get here?
Mm-hmm.
Good enough for what you need. But for some reason, on my phone and on my tablets, I'm not able to run Square. And Karen wasn't either. So I'll talk to him about why
that might be the router, though.
Huh?
That might be the function of the router.
The router?
Yeah.
What's the wife? Oh, I see. Okay, that's a MAC problem.
Yeah, I mean, there's a modem. There's probably two pieces of hardware there. There's the modem,
right,
which is Nick's, and the router, which I would imagine is ours.
Yeah, yeah. And how old is the router?
Don't know for sure, but they do lose efficiency over time. They kind of need
to. Is this anything that Matt had anything to do with?
If you want to blame him, sure. No,
he would have fixed it. I mean, I'll ask him.
I mean, it's a cheap, thing to replace.
Oh, yeah.
Cheap to replace.
$75 at Costco.
If that's the problem, then that would be good to assess.
Yeah.
I will.
Problem
so he'll inform when he comes up next week, then we'll decide, okay, that'll be good. Because they have some measurement about what, you know, something on the phone tells you how much, whatever it is. Okay.
You can so do a speed test.
Camera signage. We're going to do camera signage. We don't need to have a motion for that, do we? We'll figure out some signs. Isn't there a guy up here that sells security systems? The guy lives up on Morningstar.
I would imagine just the signage would be at Home Depot.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's good if you have an APB or whatever that sign the name is. Century, I got it. Okay. Monitored by CenturyLink or whatever it is, or whatever the name is. Okay. New business? Is there any
well,
new
not
business?
Kidding.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
The concrete. Last month, we put on a meeting minutes, and I was asked to look into, you know, some recommendations. So I talked to Aaron, Mark, a couple times, and I talked to Dan a couple times, and I talked to a concrete contractor I've worked with for over 40 years, and I have a lot of experience in concrete. So I took this information, and I sent it to you.
Yeah.
So the recommendation is there. What we should do, based on the information we have, based on the technical conditions of the existing slab out there, so either...
Is that the asphalt?
You didn't read my memo, did you?
No.
I could tell. Anyway, the point was, this is the recommendation, and it's a good one. It's solid. It makes sense. It's based on information and experience.
Could you recap it for the rest of the board?
No.
Okay.
That's not, I did read.
Of course
it.
I will.
What's it going to cost?
Yeah, nothing.
No, I won't cut that. We're going to, the recommendation was to power wash it.
Yeah.
And you can go out there and look at that stuff, and I've looked at 1,000 of those, so it's Heron. The feeling is that it won't spall too much anymore. It's a little place that's called spalling, technically. But anyway, we power wash that and get off any of that loose stuff that potentially might dislodge in the next 2 or 3 months. We'll do that in springtime. Let it sit for a couple months and see what happens. If it does fall, which I am confident it won't anymore once we power wash it, and if we don't like the cosmetic look, the aesthetic effect of having a little place out there, then cover it with asphalt. Not 2 inches, just an asphalt slurry, gives it a consistency, takes care of the cosmetic look on the spalling, and gives you a nice surface to work with. So that's the short of it.
Sure.
And that's, to me, that's the right answer.
Now, the power wash,
you're looking into that.
Is that a special power wash, you know,
not just
the hose?
Just a regular residential type power hose, you know, blow it
we
out.
We have one.
Well, there you go.
Don't we?
We certainly did. Hopefully we still have it.
Yeah.
So that's the recommendation.
Okay.
And
I did read that email.
Oh, good. You better know. If we were to, I don't know anything about whether we should or shouldn't, but if we were to take the step of that asphalt, whatever it is you're describing, would that be prone, though, to being chunked up from the chains on the engine in the winter?
Asphalt?
I don't think so. Okay. I know. Because, first of all, it's not a 2-inch or 1-inch layer. It's just a slurry seal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I don't think that would have an effect. It's not thick enough.
Is that a Home Depot purchase, like slurry seal? Or
oh, no. You go to an asphalt company.
You go to asphalt, come out and lay it?
And it's cheap stuff.
Yeah.
But it's durable. You see it everywhere. You see it in all the parking lots.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Regardless of climate. And they put that on there. Makes it look nice. So.
Okay.
Anyway, that was the...
Okay.
The recommendation.
Yeah, no, I read it. That's all right.
I just
saw the asphalt part, and then
whatever you want to do with the well, we got a guy that takes care of the stuff.
Yeah.
And the last thing I had was from the meeting minutes, it looks like the gazebo is on there. I mean, we had this is what we should do and how we should approach it, but I don't see where any action was taken.
No.
Are we going to distribute this to the community, ask questions.
So my email...
Or just take it off the agenda, either one. If we think it's something that we want to look into, then we should have a plan of action.
So add it to the email I'm asking for help from the community and include the gazebo in it.
Yeah, remember, we talked a little bit about, it's like 4 points, bullet points. A gazebo has been proposed, approximately. Wild ass budget is $20,000. It would be permanent
rectangular, maybe in shape, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't really matter. But
okay.
Is the community interested in doing this and spending the money to build it?
Okay. All right, that'll fit right in with the email that I want to send.
Yeah, we'll get a few feedback from if it sounds feasible and move on.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I have.
Anything else? New business, that's all. No community announcements, no public forum. Any brief board discussion? How about a motion? Anything else to talk about?
So, just to recap, you're going to put the gazebo in the
Yeah, email. I will draft okay. an email.
Yes, yeah. It does. It was working when we came in here.
Are you cold?
Yes.
Your dog is shaking.
Oh, he shakes all the time. He's shaking.
Terry's really shivering for a hug.
Go ahead.
It was hot in here when we came in. I don't know what your thermostat said, but it was toasty when we came in. Yeah. Okay. So do you have a motion for adjournment?
I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Just move to adjourn.
I second.
11:03, actually. Oh, my gosh. Let's see if I can get a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, here we go.